Am I the asshole for not sharing my gambling winnings with my wife? I'm a 29-year-old man and my wife is 26. We've had a strong relationship for the last 9 years and we've been married for 4 years. Our combined annual income is $250,000, allowing us to maintain a comfortable lifestyle in our high cost of living city. Even without kids in the picture, we allocate $500 each per month for personal leisure. And we're fortunate enough not to face any financial challenges. Recently, I've been getting into some sports betting, focusing on my two favorite volleyball teams every Monday and Thursday. I've established a nice, responsible approach, setting a limit of $100 from my discretionary funds and making sure not to dip into our joint account. Generally speaking, I don't win much, but it just adds an extra layer of excitement to the games. But this week, I was surprised when I won $1,000. I was so excited about winning that I bought myself a drone that I wanted for around $700. However, when my wife found out how much I spent on the drone, she was pissed. Her perspective was that the win should be shared success, and she thinks that I should have spent the winnings on a couple's cooking class or another weekend trip. She had her own plans for the extra money. She also wanted to contribute to a home renovation project. I told her that the lottery win came from my personal entertainment budget, so therefore, I believe that it was rightfully mine to spend. I also told her that I'm not interested in going on her trips, especially when she goes with friends. So, I considered the arrangement fair. Despite all this, she shared the situation with her mom, who is known for spreading local rumors. And now, her mom and other people are accusing me of being selfish. Am I wrong for wanting to spend the money on something that I want? Am I the asshole? So people might be surprised at this answer, but from the sounds of it, no, you're not the asshole. Sounds like y'all have plenty of money to set aside for renovations, for some of the other projects that y'all have going on. I wouldn't be surprised if y'all have already started those things. I also don't think that you're wrong for buying the drone. It would be one thing if you would have won, like, let's say $1 million or like even like $10,000 something. If you would have won a significant amount of money, but $1,000, given your circumstances, I don't think you're the asshole. Now, with that being said, this is obviously a point of contention for you and your wife. So I think that there needs to be a plan in place moving forward. So just because you're not the asshole now doesn't mean that you're not the asshole later on if something like this were to happen again. So I think that you should resolve these issues, have a good plan going forward, deciding on what it is that you guys want to do if you guys run into unexpected money. Does it belong to you? Does it belong to the household? Does it belong to her, depending on the situation? Do you get to decide? Does she get to decide? Do you have to decide as a couple? So in this situation, no, not the asshole, but I do think that you should talk